Welcome to today's podcast, which is presented in conjunction with Information Security Magazine's 10th anniversary issue. I'm Michael Momoso, editor of Information Security, and I'll be talking with Don Parker. Don is one of the most respected figures in information security and one of the earliest cybercrime investigators. Now retired, Don did seminal work during his career as a lead researcher with SRI International. I talked to Don about the last 10 years of information security and his theories on risk management. I start off my conversation with Don talking about the impact of legislation on the security industry.
Legislation that we've seen come down, GLPA and SOX and HIPAA and FISMA and so on, demonstrate a failure of the information security community in meeting its responsibilities and requirements. And it's as an analogy, the seatbelt problem, where we finally had to have laws to force people to put seatbelts in cars and people to use them. And I think the similar situation, maybe on a grander scale, has occurred in information security. It has is gradually shifting the objectives of information security from the attempts to reduce risk to the attempts to meet the compliance with the law. And so I think that's kind of a sad commentary on information security.
In other words, corporations and security professionals are more concerned with meeting a checkbox than necessarily the overall security posture of an organization.
They're meeting the overall security posture of an organization in a different way now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is through compliance. People complain and say, well, the problem is everyone's working on compliance and that's not a good solution to security. But whether it is or not, that's what we're faced with. And not only compliance, but also two other objectives that I think are important. In addition to compliance, I think diligence is becoming a more critical objective for security than mere possibility of reducing risk. And that is the need to protect an organization from its liabilities, not only from private civil litigation, but also from the federal agencies that are essentially suing organizations for failure to have adequate security. The third objective that I think is starting to have more effect is what I call enablement. That is where security becomes a competitive issue. That is given to computer services, the one that is more secure is gradually having more of a competitive edge over the service that is less secure. So I think that these three objectives are gaining more strength, that is compliance, diligence, and enablement, than the concept of reducing risk. And reducing risk is a very weak objective for information security because it is not measurable. And how can you have risk management, which is an oxymoron, work if you cannot measure the risk in any valid way? Now, I think it's important to recognize that nobody has ever publicly done a study showing the validity of risk assessment and risk management.
It's very contrary to what we're hearing these days. I mean, I assume your message is out there. What kind of reaction have you heard from that? What are some of the arguments against what you're saying, or people nodding their head in agreement?
I'm getting a lot more support today than I have in the past, because CISOs have gradually come to the realization that risk assessment, risk management, is a failed methodology, and a far more practical and measurable objectives are the three that I've identified.
Why has this notion of risk assessment and risk management taken off the way it has?
Primarily because as I say, it's not grounded on a valid basis of demonstrating that risk-based security actually works. I think also that it is difficult to use risk reduction in selling security to top management, because top management is used to dealing with secure business security every day. And so they just simply look at the risk assessments provided by CISOs and say, okay, we've got risk, but we take risks every day. So we'll just go ahead and let that risk lie there, because we have more serious business risks that we have to deal with. And I think that selling security to management using diligence, compliance, and enablement is a far more effective way to get management support, by pointing out to management that there are huge fines being levied against organizations for failure of their security, and there are potentially penalties that would send an executive to prison, and there are civil litigation dangers that are much more powerful, I think, in selling the need for security to management.
Do you know of any specific success stories using the diligence, compliance, enablement that you mentioned?
Yes, but therein lies another difficult problem for us in information security, and that is that fundamentally information security is a confidential activity, and it makes applied research to do studies to reach conclusions about what's going on very difficult, because organizations from which you need data to demonstrate trends and what is happening, that information is confidential to those organizations. And so it is very difficult to try to engage in publicly reported studies. And no, I could give you examples where I've done more than 250 security reviews for large corporations, and I could give you lots of specific examples, except that it violates the confidentiality of my relationship with them, even though I've been retired for several years. So that makes it very difficult in information security to come to any supported conclusions. Yeah, it is a very difficult problem for us in information security, and especially when you look at academic institutions that have information security programs within computer sciences mostly, they have great difficulty in doing independent research because of this issue of confidentiality. And that's why I conclude that information security is still very much of a folk art and not anywhere near being a science or an engineering or even business discipline. I have found that using benchmarking is a very powerful tool in motivating management to take action, where I do a confidential review with businesses' competitors and ask the competitors, what are you doing in security? What kind of losses are you encountering? And I do that on a personal mutual trust basis with those CISOs in other companies. I put this into a benchmark and present this to my management and say, here's what your competitors are doing, here's where they are in security, and if you want to make sure that you're doing at least as well as your competitors are in security, here are the things that you must do to improve security. And in that way, I think compliance works very well.
Is compliance, perhaps, and regulatory pressure, legal pressure, the biggest, most important happening to the industry in the last 10 years?
It's very difficult to say definitely one way or another because of the problems that I've outlined to you.
Yep.
But I think that cautiously, all I can say is that, and I think it should be pretty obvious, that the growing amount of legislation and regulation as security is thrust before the public more and more.
Mm-hmm.
That compliance surely is should be the maybe the greatest and growing concern for all of us in information security. And legislating security is certainly not a good thing to do.
Right.
It's becoming a necessary thing to do, but it certainly is not the best solution for security because you're relying on a bunch of congressional staffers to decide for us what adequate security is to be, even though we have ways to talk to those people and they have ways to talk to us. A lot gets lost in the translation, and we end up with less than ideal solutions to security through that process. But it looks as though it's becoming a necessary one, whether we like it or not.
Did you ever imagine a day where it would get to this point in terms of having to comply with legislation, or did the scope of the data breaches and you know the loss of millions of records at a time by individual companies just bring this about?
Well, as you know, I did a lot of the early work on identifying what computer crime is all about.
Yes.
And what's happening out there. I have watched it since 1966.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched computer crime grow and change, and I think length of the commercialization and transactional use of information technology. We certainly said time after time that that the problems associated with abuse and misuse of computers is growing dramatically. And what has occurred, I think, is it's a one-upsmanship problem. That is, the good guys, the bad guys figure out new ways to engage in crime, in malicious acts, and the defenders figure out new ways to stop it. And then the bad guys figure out new ways to beat the newest security, and good guys increase security again. And so we're in a one-upsmanship race with the criminal element, and the criminal element has changed, I think, dramatically. It used to be back in the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, it was an amateur criminal activity where the criminals were motivated in solving to solve their own personal problems malicious acts against and with and to computers. Gradually, the professional, the career criminal element, organized crime. I could see that in little instances here and there growing over the years, and it has grown into a very large scale organized criminal activity where the motivation is for criminal gain.
It never ceases to amaze me when you hear about an online auction house for vulnerabilities or selling credit card numbers. I mean, and that it really has sunk to some pretty deep lows.
The key to it probably is the business-like organization of these efforts, using the internet itself as a means to organize criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are probably going to we need to anticipate that there are going to be draconian criminal laws gradually developed and strengthened to make commerce viable. We're just seeing the beginning, I think, of more and more stronger laws. And also on the legislation on the international level, so that we overcome the criminal advantage of different laws and different cultures in different countries.
Is there anything you'd like to add in closing?
There's one point we haven't discussed I am concerned about, and that is that the people working in information security need to understand, and I don't think they fully understand, that everybody in the world hates the constraints of security. We need to organize our approach to security based more strongly on the recognition that everybody hates security. We see a lot of articles in information security about awareness programs. Everyone should organize their awareness program to make people aware of the needs for information security and what to do for information security.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that many people fail to recognize that these many of these awareness programs, their primary effect is to teach people about security so they can find out ways to beat it. make it not work and make it not interfere with their work activity. And so we don't need so much awareness programs as we need motivation programs. That is, you've got to motivate the stakeholders to want to support and to use the security that's available, because in an environment in which they don't like it, they don't want it, and they will figure out how to make it not work, and even worse, they will make it look like they're supporting security, whereas in fact they are not. But the greatest vulnerability really is people not supporting the security that's available to them. The only way to solve that problem is the way that you solve the problem in other areas where workers are motivated to do things they don't like to do,
mm-hmm.
like write reports and keep track of their time worked and so forth. And that is through a process of rewards and penalties. And I think awareness programs have to be changed to motivation programs. And we have to motivate people to do these things in security that they don't like by rewarding them for exemplary security,
mm-hmm.
and penalizing them for failures or poor security.
That concludes my conversation with Don Parker. Remember to log on to searchsecurity.com/10th anniversary for more exclusive content related to Information Security Magazine's 10th anniversary issue. I'm Michael Momoso, editor of Information Security. Thank you for listening.